Welcome. Welcome to the Misguided Astrology Podcast, the podcast dedicated to misguiding you. I'm your host, Katie, here with your horoscope for the week of April 19th through April 25th, 2021. Alrighty, cue spooky science music. Nice. Alrighty. New sky this week, everybody. I have a lot to share with you. Much is going on. Before we get into it, I am hoping to run a few things by you, though. So for your consideration, please review us on iTunes. You will have my immense gratitude, but also, if you let me know about it, I will send you a 24-page in-depth birth chart report. Just email me, misguidedastrology@gmail.com. Also, find us on IG, Misguided Astrology. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Also, please share with your friends if you know their sign. Maybe you guys like to text each other astrology things, astrology tweets, astrology TikToks. Maybe you could send them an astrology podcast. Maybe. Think about it. But that's it, everybody. We have the sun moving into a new house this week. I'm going to let you know what that means for you specifically. There's a full moon coming up next Monday, so I give you a little heads up on that. It's good. It's going to be good. I have a lot to share with you. So on that note, here is your rising sign horoscope, part of a balanced breakfast. This is your weekly horoscope. Capricorn, hey, let's get into it. Excited to talk to you about this chapter. I'll explain. Monday, thumbs up, Sun and Mercury enter Taurus. So it is officially Taurus season. Very chill, very exciting. We must be pampering ourselves. We must be taking care. It is self-care season. We want to be curating our experience. How do we enjoy our lives? Go get a massage. Go get your nails done. Go get your hair done. Like, take care. Take care. Do the things. You know, we have to enjoy this time that we have here on the spinning rock in space. You know what I'm talking about? Anyhow, since it is Taurus season, this means the sun is stationed in your fifth house. So, to explain, if the year in astrology were a book and each house a chapter, you are in your fifth house chapter right now. You are meant to be aware of the themes of the fifth house in order to integrate them and move forward. Your focus is here in the fifth house for the duration of Taurus season. And the fifth house is one of the best houses. I mean, in the sense that it is enjoyable. They're all important. We love them all, right? But the fifth house is a good time. Taurus season is going to be good to you. The themes that you need to be paying attention to during this season is self-expression, what you create in an artistic sense or in a work sense or in a community service sense, or this can be your literal children as well, the things that you put out into the world. It's a time of new romance, amusement, recreation. It's a time to enjoy yourself. So you're really getting it from both sides. Both the Taurus and the fifth house want you to be thriving right now. Also, the sun is exalted in the fifth house. It is so happy to be here. You really do have everything working for you. You are driven to do what you want. You are setting your priorities based on what it is you want and need. You're having a good time. You are feeling lighter than usual, a little more carefree. If you do have children, you may find out you are having children this time. There's a tension around kids if you have them, if that's the stage of your life you are near. You could be finding yourself in new relationships. So just be yourself and know yourself to get the most out of Taurus season. Very happy for you. This is going to be a really good time. Lean into it, Capricorn. I swear to God. Tuesday. Thumbs sideways. Vesta goes direct in Virgo. It's a good day for healing, for receiving a spiritual readjustment. You may be revisiting a ritual or routine that you have forgotten about. Specifically on Tuesday, it seems like you will be getting your commitments back in order, getting your priorities right. Wednesday, no strong astrology of note. There is a moon trine Chiron overnight. We may be healing through our dreams, maybe. Thursday, thumbs up, Venus conjunct Uranus. This is also happening in your fifth house. This is unexpected fun, unusual happenings around relationships or money. Very fun, very cool. For you, it looks like something could be happening which restores at least some small, minuscule amount of your faith in humanity. On Thursday, something is renewing your outlook on society around you. Something is speaking to you on a spiritual level. It looks like inspiration is occurring for you on Thursday. Friday, thumbs sideways. Mars enters Cancer. Mars is in its fall when in Cancer, meaning it's not very happy to be here. So for the next six-ish weeks while it is spending time in Cancer, it is a sensitive moment for us all, a little more emotional, a little defensive, you know, we're all meeting emotions with emotions and it can be a little bit messy. For you, it seems that you might be feeling this in your intimate partnerships. This could be business, professional, or romantic, or your very best friends. So just be careful in your communications with these people during the next 6 weeks. Saturday, thumbs sideways. Mercury is conjunct Uranus. A little unpredictable. No telling quite which way this could go, but it is indicative of unexpected communications and activities that are keeping us on our toes, but also that we might have an uncanny sense of knowing things. Intuition is boosted when Mercury and Uranus are conjunct, but this might mean we are receiving information before we are ready to know how to use it. We don't have all the details. Be careful not to jump to conclusions. Collect all of the information you can, if possible. Specifically and especially on Saturday, it looks like this could be work disruptions or distractions. And that if you were jumping to conclusions, it might be about what you assume people think of you. So be careful. Sunday, thumbs sideways. It's complicated. There's a few things going on. It does look like a really good day, like a plot point in your fifth house chapter. So pay attention to what is happening on Sunday. It will play into the progress of this book that you are in. Mercury is conjunct Venus. This aspect is totally like, have I told you lately that I love you? It is communications that demonstrate affection between us and others. It's compliments and flirting and laughing and enjoyable conversations. These pleasant conversations are things you need to integrate and before moving forward. So that is fun and cool, and we love it. That said, there are two other aspects on Sunday. Mercury square Saturn, strained communications with authority figures or elder folks or fathers. Also, Mercury square Jupiter, a willingness to distract ourselves with things we would rather think about than the reality before us. We are choosing fantasy over reality. We may be pulling the wool over our own eyes. And it is okay to lean into fantasy, just don't be fooling yourself. This does seem to be centered around matters of your public image and career. And finally, the not-so-subtle matter of the Scorpio full moon on Monday. She will not come quietly. We will all be very well aware that she is here. I will give further detail about it in next week's horoscope, but one day, notice would just be negligent on my part. You needed a heads up about this one. We all did. This full moon is about our commitments. It is about our mental health. It is a moon about destruction before transformation, about balancing simple joys with complicated mysteries. She's spooky. But mostly, this full moon is the lancing of an emotional blister. The emotions inside of us that have been waiting to escape, there has been pressure building around them. The Scorpio full moon is here to let those out, to purge these things inside, but they may not come out in a controlled fashion because the pressure has been building for so long. So the key here is to express yourself and anticipate that you will be needing to express yourself, and that it may be messy, which I know is hard for a Capricorn to deal with, emotional, messy emotions, emotional, messy emotions. But do your best actually to lean into it. It will be the best for you. And that's it. Alrighty, Capricorn, that is all for this week. Thank you so much for tuning into the Misguided Astrology Podcast. I'll see you next Monday.